Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashora Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunja Bihari Radha Madhava Gunja Bihari Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadhari Jai Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaurani Tai Krishna Balaram Lalita Vishaka Jaya Radhesha Prabhupada, 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 Jai, Jai Prabhupada. Nitai go Haribo, 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 Nitai go Haribo. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astotara Sata Shri Srimad Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya Nityananda Vishnupad Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astotara Sata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Akka Maharaj ki. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gau Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're going to repeat text 20, or which one, 22. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 29, Krishna and the Gopis Meet, text 20. Matara pitara putra bratara patayascha vah vichinvanti yapashyanto makridvang bandhu sadvasam. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Text 20. Not finding you at home, your mothers, fathers, sons, brothers, and husbands are certainly searching for you. Don't cause anxiety for your family members. Text 21 and 22. Are they going to repeat?
21.
Yeah?
22.
Okay, I'll read 21 and 22, we'll chant together. Drishtam swanam kusumitam rakesha kararanjitam jamuna nila lilaijat taru palava shobitam tad yatama chirangoshtam. Tadyata ma chirangoshtam shushru shadvam patin sati krandanti vatsa balascha tanpaya yata dukatyata Tadyatama cherangoshtam Shushru shadvang pating sati. Krandanti vatsa balascha Tanpayayata duyata Tadyatama cherangoshtam Shushushadvang patingsati Randanti Vatsa Balishcha. Tan Payayata Duyata. Sati Mataji Vachirangoshtam Sati 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 Radanti Vatsa Balasya Drishtam Seen Vanam The Forest Kusumitam Full of Flowers Raka Isha Of the moon, the Lord of the presiding goddess of the full moon day, Kara by the hand, Rajatang made resplendent, Jamuna coming from the Jamuna River, Anila by the wind. Leela, playfully, Ajat, trembling, Taru, of the trees, Palava, with the leaves, Shobitam, beautified, Tat, therefore, Yata, go back, Machiram, without delay, Goshtam, to the cowherd village, Shushushadvam, you must serve, Patin, your husbands, Sati, O chaste women, Krandanti, are crying, Vatsa, the calves, Bala, the children, Cha, and Tan, them, Payata, breastfeed, Duyata, feed with cow's milk. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now you have seen this Vrindavan forest, full of flowers and resplendent with the light of the full moon. You have seen the beauty of the trees with their leaves trembling in the gentle breeze coming from the Jamuna. So now go back to your cowherd village. Don't delay, O chaste ladies. Serve your husbands and give milk to your crying babies and calves. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur further explains text 22 as follows. Lord Krishna says, therefore, don't wait a long time before going, but go immediately. The word sati means that the gopis are loyal to their husbands. Therefore, Krishna indicates that the gopis should serve their husbands so the latter can accomplish their religious duties, and that the gopis should also be considered worshipable because of their chastity. All this Krishna says to the gopis who are married. And now to the unmarried gopis, he says, the calves are crying, so see to it that they get milk. To the munichari gopis, he says, your babies are crying, so feed them milk. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur further reveals the hidden meaning of these two verses as follows in text 21. Krishna might have said, this Vrindavan is the very best of places, and moreover, this is a full moon night. Furthermore, we have the Jamuna on all sides, and there are cool, gentle, fragrant breezes blowing. These are all transcendental opulences that stimulate loving exchanges. Since I am also here as the foremost ecstatic opulence, the object of love, let us now test how much expertise you can show in relishing rasas. In text 22, he means to say, thus for a long time, for the entire duration of this night, don't leave, but rather stay here and enjoy with me. Don't go serve your husbands and the gentle women, your mothers-in-law, and so forth. It would not be fitting for you to waste such beauty and youth, which are gifts of the Creator. Nor should you milk the cows or give milk to the calves and babies. What do you, who are so full of ecstatic attraction for me, have to do with these affairs? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also explains that the gopis could not really be sure exactly what Krishna was doing, whether he was merely joking, inviting them to stay, or instructing them to return home. Thus, as Sri Krishna spoke about the beauty of the forest, the gopis felt embarrassed and bewildered and looked upward at the trees. And as he spoke about the Jamuna, they looked all around at the river. Their absolute purity and simplicity, along with their absolute devotion to Lord Krishna in the conjugal mood, created the most beautiful pastimes ever exhibited in this universe. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyacha Deshatarane. Getting hot. So we had wonderful classes, Jayadvaita Maharaj and Kadambakanda Maharaj. Of course, this 10th canto is on the highest level of showing the beauty and the relationships that exist in the spiritual kingdom, the spiritual world. Paritranaya sadunang vinashaya chudushkritam. Krishna appears to set things straight and again to show the beauty of the loving emotions. And so here Krishna is instructing according to moral principles. As women, it's late at night, you know, very dangerous in the forest. We don't see so much forest, but you can imagine that time, so much forest and a lot of animals. But it seemed that the mystifying flute playing of Krishna totally captured the mind of the gopis. Others have heard it too, the trees and the animals. Everyone is surrendered in Vrindavan to Krishna. But somehow or other, even though the gopis were engaged, we heard they're, you know, just finished milking the cows and they put the pot on the stove with the fire on, didn't care if it's going to burn or boil over. And even in Vedic culture, ladies get married or girls get married at a young age. It's mentioned sometimes they even have children at 12. You know, a very young age. So Krishna's saying that, no, you should, you're very devoted, sati, you're very chaste, you go home to your husbands and mother-in-laws and different family members are looking for you, your brothers and your fathers, so much responsibility. And giving good instructions that there should be chastity and, of course, the husband should protect very nicely, very carefully. So they're all anxious. They must be so worried. Imagine your young, dependent little girls out in the woods. And all the gopis, unknown to each other, came running out of their homes in the village of Braj, just to the place where Krishna is. Krishna says, well, okay, maybe you came just because it's such a, you know, Sarat Purnima, full moon. And the breeze is gently blowing, the leaves are there, and the flowers, you can smell the beautiful blooming flowers. And it's just such a mystical and very satisfying scenic, which arouses your feelings of love and attraction. So now you've seen all that, so maybe you better quickly go home immediately, otherwise there may be danger. Then the great acharyas are also looking in a different angle as well, that Krishna is just teasing them and he's fulfilling their desires. Krishna will fulfill everyone's desires. Yayatamang prapajate tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. He's not partial. I heard Prabhupada speaking that, okay, the president, like Mr. Nixon during that time, you know, he's watching over in America, he was the president, so he's looking out for everyone's welfare. But his close associates or those family members, those who are personally involved with him, he has special attention. So Krishna's not partial, but he gives special attention to those who are enthusiastic and eager to serve and love him, which is actually the duty of everyone. Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although very beautiful, very handsome, at a very young age, 24, 25 years, he has a beautiful wife, wonderful mother, and the power when he went to see the Chankazi, just by his order, tens of thousands of people immediately came. So he had so much going for him. Not everyone has that beauty or that opulence or such a situation. But in order to show the importance of renouncing mundane society, my country, my religion, I am the father, I am the husband, I am the wife, I am the son, the daughter of such and such. All these sentiments are naturally very dear, especially ladies are attached to their family and their home and the mother-in-law, father-in-law, and maybe not so attached, but somehow or the bonds are there for all of us, because everyone here come with the family unit. And Arjuna was so much attached to all his relatives, he didn't want to fight them. But still, the Arjuna, given the direction by Krishna, he had the realization that, yes, by serving you, Krishna, all purposes are served. It says that our responsibilities when we come to this world are many, to the demigods, to the forefathers, to our relatives, to our friends. So many gifts are there from the sunshine, the rain shine, and the Lord is providing all our necessities for life. So we are indebted. And of course, at every moment, we're committing sinful activities. We're stepping on the ants, and even the Janes, they wear a mouth covering. We all became Janes for the last 2 or 3 years, covering our mouths so we don't kill all the bugs and coronaviruses. We don't want to kill them, just keep them out of our bodies. But somehow or other, we are freed from all our social, family, and worldly responsibilities by taking up this process of Krishna consciousness. What to speak of the six Goswamis, ministers, very wealthy, powerful personalities. They renounced the opulences of materialistic life and so-called family and friends, not in a harsh or neglectful way. Naturally, persons who are not on a Krishna conscious level cannot understand, oh, why you spend all your time just chanting and staying in the temple? You know, they think that the devotees have become useless parasites, lazy fellows, you know. But actually, Rupa Goswami was so busy, he hardly found time to sleep, 1 hour, 1.5, 2 hours, just to rest. But somehow, he was full of activity. Even though elderly, some of the Goswamis, they were busy, all day thinking about Krishna, preaching about Krishna. So the gopis were feeling a little bit distraught or a little bit angry, but they didn't want to speak harshly to Krishna. They love Krishna very much. And the gopis consider Krishna their life and soul. So naturally they're looking up in the air, looking around. When someone is speaking something you don't want to hear, you don't want to face the reality that, is he telling us to go home? You know, why have you come here? Krishna is asking. We came here to be with you, to embrace you, to kiss you, to dance with you, you know. These are some of the reasons why we came, because you've enchanted us with your flute playing and your beauty, and the atmosphere is so appropriate for the occasion of this meeting with the most beautiful boy. Although we say Krishna is 8 years old, but Krishna is eternal. When he was born, he showed his universal form, his four-armed Vishnu form. So we shouldn't think, oh, Krishna was just immature at that time. You know, he hadn't reached the proper maturity of an adult. This is just bewilderment for those who think that Krishna has a material body. Actually, the gopis had spiritual bodies. They all had spiritual bodies. And that spiritual body, when it was held back by the husbands or brothers or relatives, they manifested a material body and they left that material body, showing their determination that I want to be with Krishna. You're my eternal husband. Everybody's actually a relative of Krishna, a servant of Krishna. So the gopis are a manifestation of Krishna's Ladini Shakti, his spiritual potency. And that spiritual potency is available for all of us. Krishna doesn't easily give bhakti or this loving relationship, because when one receives that mercy from Krishna, the bhakti, Krishna becomes like a plaything in the hands of Srimati Radharani, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is bound by the love of his devotees. It's very personal, it's not impersonal. Many philosophies and philosophers think that these activities are interesting and they show some not so spiritual pictures of the gopis or Radharani and the books that they write, and show as if mundane relationship between a young boy and young girl. It's not like that. And words cannot describe what it means to have that spiritual emotion where you genuinely feel no interest in material activities. The Queen Kunti, the aunt of Krishna, was praying to have a detachment from her family, the Vrishnis, and the family of her husband, because naturally there's affection for the not only the husband and your children, but also for the father-in-law, mother-in-law, what to speak of your mother and father. The family unit is very deep and tight, and also the family that's involved in their religious beliefs. You know, we're part of this Christian family or Hindu family or Jewish family, or, you know, we identify very much with the external, temporary, physical body. And all the scientists, philosophers, and teachers and all the universities are simply teaching how to make best use of this physical, external body, which ultimately is finished within 50 to 100 years. You have a very, very short life. Even if you live the life of the demigods or Brahma, ultimately death is awaiting. But that's not our nature. We have an eternal spiritual nature, and that nature needs to be awakened. Queen Kunti is praying to Krishna, please, let me just fix my mind like the Ganges flowing down into the ocean. Let my mind just always flow to your lotus feet. Let me think of you and worship you. So the gopis were fully satisfied, even though they said, we don't want to be your wives, just parakiya rasa. We just want to be your maidservants. Whatever it takes, we just want to serve you and love you. But that kind of understanding takes philosophical understanding. Bahunang jamanamante gyanavanmang prapajate vasudeva savramati sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many, many births, one who's fortunate and intelligent, he surrenders to Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij, by the mercy of Krishna, when he sees in your heart, in our heart, that this person, he's frustrated with material life. He's actually thinking, there must be something more. Send me something. I want to understand the purpose and the goal of my life. Those who are distressed, those who are in want, those who are curious, and those who are inquisitive to understand what is the absolute truth. Krishna, he sent his messenger, Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to spread the message all over the world. And that's to get free of the bodily conceptions. Prabhupada often speaks of the United Nations. In New York, I used to do Sankirtan in New York for many years, so I used to walk up 3rd or 2nd Avenue and there was the United Nations building. You see so many flags. Prabhupada said the flags are always increasing, more and more nations. Everybody, there's no harmonious, unified, peaceful situation in the material world. The real peace comes when we put Krishna in the center. And Srila Prabhupada has very putting so much energy, tirelessly spreading Krishna consciousness. And he translated Bhagavad Gita, translated the Srimad Bhagavatam, and so much philosophical understanding is there. It may not be our nature to discuss philosophy and read so many times, we're not the body, we're spirit, soul. But there is a very scientific and systematic program for the Bhakti Lata Beach. You know, Sadhu Sangha, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya, Anartha Nivritti, Ruchi, Bhava, that simply by a little faith that what this message that I'm reading and hearing makes logical sense. It's very beautiful beyond the pale and temporary nature of this world. I mean, relationships in this world, especially outside of Krishna consciousness, you might have a relationship with your, you know, wife or husband and a few family members and relatives, in a few clubs and a few people here and there, some friendship, but it's very, very limited, and there's no real satisfaction in such association. But with devotional life, with spiritual life, we're given the chanting of the Lord's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's beautiful, and Prabhupada gave mention one time they were landing somewhere, maybe in Tehran, and they were getting off the airplane, and somebody said, Hare Krishna! Oh, so all over the world, the spreading of this Krishna consciousness movement is being executed by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. and the sixth Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're talking about the gopis' love and relationship with Krishna. As the plot thickens, Krishna ultimately, he accepts the gopis, and he embraced them, kissed them, and walked. They walked all together to the Jamuna, where the scene was very, very beautiful. Vrindavan is extremely beautiful, but the eyes to see the beauty of Vrindavan is restricted to those who are free of material desires and only want to serve Krishna. And then, what did they dance for the whole night of Brahma? What is one night of Brahma? 4,300,000,000 years only. That's a lot of dancing. And Krishna is merciful like that. He can make anything, anything and everything is possible by awakening our love for Krishna. In the beginning, we have so many desires, so many wants. And, you know, we try to categorize, well, the gopis, many of them were eternal associates, come from the spiritual world to assist Krishna in his leela and pastimes. But many of the gopis were actually around during Lord Ramachandra's time. They were great munis, great yogis, who wanted to have a relationship with the Supreme Lord, and Krishna made it possible. And we're thinking, oh, but just by sadhana bhakti, then, you know, if I'm an eternally conditioned soul, all the people, all the souls in this material world are considered eternally conditioned, nitya bhada. Oh, we're not nitya siddha, nitya mukta. But one can awaken his nitya siddha nature because we're all residents of the spiritual world. We have that capacity. Somehow or other, we've come to this material world and we're experiencing so many lifetimes of suffering, so many identities, so many experiences. Krishna is full of variety. Where's the enjoyment if you just had like only one subji? That's it. No dal, no rice, no variety of subjis, no, you know, some cheesecake, some different things are there. So variety is a spice in life. And Krishna makes so many colors and beautiful flowers and so many different arrangements, changing the seasons. We don't get bored, you know, sometimes cold, sometimes the temperature beautiful and hot. Sometimes it's very, very warm. But we're trying to understand how to find that happiness, that rasa. Where's that pleasure? You know, maybe if I win the lottery and make millions of dollars, I'll be happy. There was one saying from a wealthy person. He goes, if people think money will bring them happiness, they never had any wealth. We know, even the Rockefellers, the Fords, even Ambarish told me, we were in Miami together, said, you know, this whole idea of happiness coming from money cannot buy you love. He was expressing that even though one may have the blessings of the goddess of fortune and become fabulously wealthy, basically, people simply, you don't know who your friends are, and everybody approaches you for some idea, and you want to do something good, but ultimately, Krishna comes at the very end and takes all our possessions. All our so-called accomplishments, everything is taken away. So the gopis didn't want to go back to that family situation. They wanted Krishna as their family. They wanted to always be with Krishna. We're eternal. Krishna's eternal. Spiritual world's eternal. Everything in this material world is temporary. Everything is full of suffering. So we should not waste our time and energy simply looking for that rasa, for that pleasure. If we think we can have Krishna consciousness, devotional service, and material happiness, it doesn't go together. If you're trying to start the fire and you're pouring water on it, it's never going to ignite. So although at the beginning stages, one may have a heart full of many desires, full of aspirations, goals, we're still on a bodily platform, mixed emotions. But simply by adopting this process of Krishna consciousness, of chanting the Lord's holy name, hearing Krishna's name, praying to Krishna, praying to Balaram, praying to Srimati Radharani, serving the devotees, isn't it? Living in Vrindavan is one of the top principles. We heard yesterday 64 qualities of spiritual life, to come and see the deities, to wear the garland of the deity. I know sometimes people, no, take the garland off. What? It's one of the devotional principles. Wear the garlands. Purifying. Very nice. Take the charnamrita. You know, chant softly. Chant loudly in kirtan. You know, attend the festivals. Follow in procession with the spiritual master. You know, always keep the association of devotees. Hear the Bhagavatam. Hear the nectar of Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean, it's so merciful. Rupa Goswami mentioned, Namo Mahava Danyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Goratvishe Namaha. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, is so kind. Not only did he give the gopis the opportunity to embrace him and kiss him, and he also reciprocated in so many loving ways. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his Sankirtan mission, is involving everyone. Like this Rasa dance, Rasa Leela dance. Krishna's present. Like when we're doing the Guru Puja is happening and we're going around the temple three times chanting and dancing, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, the Lord says, I'm present where my devotees are singing my glories. What to speak of Prabhupada physically, personally, being in Samadhi and Sri Vrindavan Dham, everyone will admit, has the most beautiful manifestations of the lordships, Sri Sri Gaur Nityananda. Although, obviously, the beauty of the Lord is in the eyes of the beholder, but even though we may have some impediments and some challenges in our heart with anger, lust, greed, envy, jealousy, some of the ornaments of material existence, all these will dissolve and fade away by the sadhu sangha. Bhajanakriya, bhajanan, do the bhajan. May have no taste, have faith, have enough faith that by doing the bhajan, by staying in the association of devotees, taking Krishna prasadam, and actively trying to do something, find some service to serve the Lord. We can't think, well, unless somebody gives me something, I have nothing to do, I can just sit around all day. No, there's so much to do. We all have so much to do. And if you have... if you have nothing to do, then do something the topmost. Come and see the deities and chant the holy name of the Lord. This is the most important aspect of our life, because although we're involved in trying to spread Krishna consciousness, assist Srila Prabhupada in the mission of Sankirtan, we know that when Prabhupada in his last days left this world, there's always commotion and confusion when a great personality leaves, because now we all have to try to figure out how to move forward. And all the best decisions may have not been made, but Krishna has his hand in everything. We think, oh, you know, setting up the management this way was wrong, or, you know, the 11 gurus was wrong, and people wanting to become gurus were wrong, and people were not being properly welcomed, and they felt, you know, unwelcome because of the situation, how it's developed. Anyway, right now, we should just take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, take shelter of the chanting of the holy name, and do our service enthusiastically, and understand that Krishna, he has his hand in everything. And this way, the gopis were given the topmost loving reciprocation, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave it to everyone. He's overflooding everything and everyone by this Sankirtan mission. It's not limited to a certain class of people. It's actually meant, Priti Vite Yache Yada Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moranam. Every village, every town, all people, all colors, all religions. Prabhupada never came to say, oh, follow Hindu religion is better than Christian or Jewish or Mohammedan religion, or, you know, that the Indians or the are better than this, or Americans are better than that, and Russians are this. We're all just covered by this temporary body and temporary conditioning, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smashed all of that. Nadanang, najanang, nasundaring, kavitang, vajagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani ishware, bhagavat bhakti rahaitu kitvaye. I don't want wealth. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want followers. I just want to serve you life after life, whatever the condition may be. So we may not be on that high, exalted platform, but we all can take the time to chant the Lord's holy name. And also we need determination, because it's cold now, bathroom is cold, and it's not easy to beat the mind, think, get out of your warm covers in bed, thinking, oh, for now, let me just stay here. But performing a little bit of austerity is actually, that austerity will strengthen our determination, our resolute determination. Devotees are determined, and the more we apply ourselves, the more determination and the more enlightenment comes. Krishna gives empowerment. Krishna gives enthusiasm. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanavishto matat smirti jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna is in the heart of all of us, and he's giving remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So those who are nitya buddha become nitya siddha. You know, there are many philosophical ways of looking at it, but originally, if you come from the spiritual world, you're a nitya siddha. But while you're in this material world, you're a nitya buddha. You're conditioned, almost eternally conditioned, due to our stubborn nature, due to our envious... somehow, Krishna, he has all the godly qualities, but even the devil is a servant of Krishna. But he chooses to remain in this material world and express his anger and jealousy and lust and greed to the maximum. And there are many great demons like Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa and Jarasandha, so many. But they got the blessings of Krishna because they're always thinking of Krishna, although inimically. That's not devotional, pure devotional service. Pure devotional service should be favorably cultivated. And when Krishna gives you an opportunity to meet a guru and take that initiation, that you've taken that step, the bhakti lata bija is sown by the process of shravanam, kirtanam, hearing and chanting, and serving with enthusiasm, free from false ego and pride, then that cultivation, that seed of devotion sprouts and grows and ends at in the Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, at the lotus feet of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and your eternal rasa dance goes on. No more suffering in this material world of birth and death. We awaken our true eternality. We have to believe it and have faith. And that belief and faith come, jnana vairagya. Real renunciation will come by cultivating this knowledge that was so beautifully given by Srila Prabhupada. His every word is just so enlightening. I was reading the beginning of the Nectar of Devotion yesterday, and just amazing how Srila Prabhupada just gets to the point that everyone's looking for rasa, for happiness, for pleasure, but they don't know where to repose their love. So if we repose our love in Krishna, then everything is settled properly. And ultimately, not only our family members, but many, many generations of family members are liberated and purified by the one act of becoming devoted to Krishna and chanting the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm not following exactly in Jayadvaita Maharaj's, he gives lots of time for questions, but if anyone has any questions or comments, corrections, I see a hand. Don't make it too hard, okay? She's an erudite scholar.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. I was just reading the purport, and it's just so amazing. This purport is so deep. And I wondered if, I was speculating here, but maybe if you could throw some light, you know, when I'm reading these last few verses, and how Krishna is teasing the gopis so hard. And he's saying, oh, everything is so beautiful, and he's explaining how the beauty of everything, and then Vishwanathakaradhi Kapoor is saying, I mean, he could have been saying XYZ instead, but he didn't. So do we understand I wanted to know if I was speculating here. In my heart, a parallel was being drawn that actually in our spiritual lives also, Krishna, you know, teases us to just enhance our love for him. And we can end up going through such sort of difficult situations sometimes. So do I understand correctly that Krishna is also doing that to just drag us closer to him?
He wants to drive you mad. Yeah, Krishna, he does many things in one stroke. He's setting religious principles, standards of social etiquette, proper behavior for relationships in this world, and at the same time, giving them, you know, saying you're so beautiful, and who wouldn't, you know, want to enjoy in this way, but it's right that you should immediately go home and satisfy your family members. They're all worried about you. And after really, sometimes Krishna, like you'll see at the end of this, that when the gopis felt so happy that Krishna embraced them and kissed them and danced with them, they thought, we're the most loved objects for Krishna. And Krishna didn't like devotees to become proud, so he went away, disappeared. And again they went mad. They thought, oh no, Krishna's gone now. So Krishna, he's expert at creating a situation where you're forced to surrender more and more, and you're forced, not forced out of, in a bad way, you know, you can't force someone to love you, but just by his very actions, he's arousing in the gopis. He's saying that this close proximity is not really the best way of loving me. Simply by remembering and always chanting my glories, this way you'll have even more appreciation. So he's giving lessons, because who can actually be with Krishna, you know, physically? Like most gurus have so many disciples, and hardly if you had a chance to say one or two words to your guru. But if you're always meditating on his order, if you're always meditating on his direction, instruction, then you feel satisfied and protected. So Krishna, he is giving us lessons how we can always remember him, and also at the same time, for human society and for people in general, what are the standards and proper, you know, cultural and religious duties to be performed, because Krishna comes to reestablish religious principles, whereas dancing with young girls in the middle of the night may not be considered a proper religious principle. But because on a higher level there are eternal liberated associates of the Lord, everyone's an eternal liberated associate of the Lord, who can complain? Krishna's the Bhoktarang Jagat Tapasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, supreme controller, the supreme living being, the supreme Lord who's giving pleasure to everyone. So yeah, we can't really understand the intricacies of Krishna's joking mood with the gopis. I hope that's enough. Hare Krishna. Someone else? Wonders? Yes, Prabhu.
About Nitya Siddha and Nitya Madha. Nitya Siddha, Krishna is saying, the spirit of God, everybody is Nitya Siddha. In the material world, nobody is Nitya Siddha. But it's the body which is Nitya Madha. The soul, it is always pure.
So in the spiritual world, everyone is Nitya Siddha. In the material world, everyone's Nitya Bhada. But sometimes Nitya Siddhas come here to attract us back to become Nitya Siddhas again. And it's almost a play on words, because Nitya Siddha means eternally liberated. So how you became Nitya Bhada? It's very difficult to understand how we could possibly leave such a Chintamani, Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Briksha, you know, the place of Chintamani Dham with so much opulence, so much beauty. But this is available because Krishna is everything. He is Krishna, he's Srimati Radharani, Balaram, all the incarnations, all the gopis are manifest from the Hladini Shakti, internal potency of the Supreme Lord. All of us are actually meant to be in the spiritual world. So the Nitya Siddhas come here to perform the task of bringing everyone back home. And this was Srila Prabhupada underwent that. Ishvara Prabhu? Oh. Behind you. Microphone.
As explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the world is eternally conditional, eternally liberated. It's because since there's no time, we cannot, it's difficult to estimate since how long the conditioned souls have been in material world. So therefore, this world is used. Because there's no time.
I can't follow you.
That, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, that we send it to another. That's because there is no time, there's no, we cannot calculate since when has the conditioned soul been here.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Nityabhata term is there because no one can really estimate when or how we came to this world. Yeah, so we've been here a long time, Nityabhata, time to become Nityasiddha, everyone, okay? Let's chant. We'll become Nityasiddha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Janata Maharaj?
This is a reply to Mataji's question.
Okay.
She used the word tease towards teasing.
Teasing, yes.
No, it's not applicable to us. This is only for the eternally liberated souls. We're in Nityabhatas. The proper word should be test.
Testing.
Testing us. Krishna is always testing us how much we can give up our material desires. And the real test is that when Krishna takes away everything, that is his mercy also. When he takes away everything, that means we get Krishna's mercy.
So Maharaj making a point. But also, once all that's taken, then he can tease us, because you can become gopi, you become a sakhi, and so that teasing, Krishna is very personable with everyone, but in our conditioned state, he's testing, and once we give up all our material desires and all our misidentifications with the bodily platform and our hearts wholly surrender to Krishna, wanting to love and serve Krishna, then he'll also reciprocate with us in that level. Yes, Prabhu?
Thank you, Professor. As a Bhattaji, we have tend to make a lot of mistakes and we have the propensity to cheat and cover up. So we make a lot of mistakes and have plans towards the devotees of these devotional services also. And since we have a tendency to cover up, we say that Lord is doing it, the will of the Lord, and so many things are happening with us, and we try to cover up. So how do we justify whatever is happening in our life? At the same time, we don't cover up the mistakes we do.
So we make a lot of mistakes, and sometimes we cover up, and we sometimes say the Lord's, you know, doing everything. So how do we, you know, not... These are the nature of the conditioned soul who identifies with the body and mind, and, you know, wants to be self-righteous. You know, everybody wants to think that my opinion is the proper opinion, or even all religionists, you know, if you ask the Christians, oh, it's the way. You ask the Jews, you know, the Hindus, and ask the Krishna. So we all have our various opinions. So Prabhupada said, when asked, what's your opinion? Prabhupada said, I have no opinion. I follow sadhu, shastra, and guru. So sadhu, shastra, and guru is a very important aspect of our lives. And although that may be more general, and as we advance, we know, we see, Krishna gives us that intelligence, I'm making a mistake, or I've offended such and such, or I've said the wrong thing. And even though we're attempting to be devotees, we sometimes act harshly towards others. But the sign of advancement is that you recognize that and you try to better yourself, or even apologize, recognize it by recognizing. But Sadhu Shastra Guru is our pulse that we follow very carefully. So that's why we need to daily nourish the brain with hearing Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's important to stay in the association of devotees because they'll point out, Prabhu, this is not proper. And we can consider and think about it. We all make mistakes. To err is human. And the bad qualities are within our existence for quite a long time. But this yasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchana, all the godly qualities will develop because they're already present. We already have eternal Satchidananda spiritual body that's loving Krishna. Now we have to just take off all the dirty layers and throw them in the laundry and keep chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.